Hummer Ticket Stock 2004 brings out the animal house in all of us. February 20th through the 22nd at the Plano Center. Brought to you by AT&T Wireless and Texas Tickets. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
4:15 is the time. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line, where it is now time to stop down for a little
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Tonight, the Little Mavericks take on the New York Knickerbockers 2-for-1.
They're doing it again.
Buy one, get one free for tonight's Mavericks-Knicks game at Texas Tickets. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. 2-for-1 for Mavs Knicks tonight. So let's have you get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality. He's probably got a few piercings of his own that we don't even know about. Here is Cobra. Hello, Cobra.
Howdy. Now, one guy that has been in the news quite a bit as of late is launching his film career. He is a musician of sorts. And it's a guy that I think you guys said would go away in the near future.
Billy Joel?
But I don't see it happening. No, he's been around for a long time.
Puff Daddy?
No. Justin Timberlake. I'm not sure what he has.
Nothing.
Does he have nothing?
He has nothing.
Okay.
However, thanks to NSYNC and the momentum that he built up with that thing, he's got enough to keep him around for a while.
And slick marketing.
But sooner or later, people are going to realize that there is nothing behind this guy.
Well, it may not matter, because you would think maybe a guy who's been in the music industry is going to jump across to film in a minor role, in a bad film. No. He has been given his own vehicle to star in, called Edison.
All right.
Not Edna, Edison.
Edison.
He will play a journalist who discovers an elite team of corrupt police. Starring with him will be Kevin Spacey.
Academy Award winner.
Who will play the district attorney. And Morgan Freeman.
Who was nominated for an Academy Award.
Yes. Who was going to play a reporter.
That's heavyweights.
It will be written and produced by the Law and Order team.
Wow.
The Burt guy.
Yep. The great Dick Wolf.
So, they see something in him, or someone does.
Well, there's always been music people they've tried to make movie stars out of, and it's failed.
Who?
Well, you remember what happened when they tried to make a movie star out of Phil Collins?
No.
Well, somebody must think that he has something, or these heavy hitters would not be...
They're trying to appeal to...
They'd not be working with him.
To younger viewers. That's all they're trying to do.
What other
do they need younger viewers?
Who?
Well, this is going to be a movie.
Who's they?
I don't know. Kevin Spacey, Dick Wolf, Morgan Freeman.
Everything in advertising is geared toward 18-year-olds. Everything. And I don't get it.
You remember when they tried to make a movie star out of Malcolm Young?
The rhythm guitarist from AC/DC?
Yeah.
What was he in?
Here we go.
Gidget Goes Hawaii.
No, I mean, they've tried it before. You know, they tried to do it with Britney Spears.
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
Yeah. But here's the difference. Those were movies about, like, cheesy little girl movies.
You remember when they tried to make a movie star out of Dusty Hill?
You stop it.
Reggie.
But But this is a legitimate film, you know?
Yeah, Eminem was somewhat successful. 8 Mile wasn't too bad.
Yeah, Eminem did a good job with his movie.
Run DMC.
Coochie Rap did well.
Uh-huh. Tretch. Let's not forget about him. I may have to go see this just to see how he does. You may have to go see it because it's Law and Order, people.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm a big Law and Order guy.
Yeah.
I hope it's good, and I hope he's great.
You do? You like him?
No. I just hope he's great because it'll drive Mike crazy to have to admit that he's good.
It won't drive me crazy.
If you have to come on the air and say, you know what, he was awesome, that'll make you crazy.
No, it won't. If
that'll
I have to, I will.
Never happen.
It'll make you have a poopy diaper.
Come on.
The new hip-hop network that we talked about a few months ago.
Captain Doodoo.
Has some major league backing now as Chuck D, as well as CNN co-founder Reese Schoenfeld, are behind this thing 100%. It'll be up and running soon. What's going to be the
starting a new hip-hop network.
What'd you say, Kevin?
What's going to be the programming on the hip-hop network?
It's all-encompassing.
Is it going to go head-to-head with BET?
It's the hip-hop culture. They say that MTV and BET...
Lots of shizzle for the nizzle.
MTV and BET are overlooking much of what constitutes the hip-hop world. So,
like, what examples do they give?
Well, they give music videos as an example.
It's great. Nobody's doing that.
BET is overlooking that?
No. They're saying that's all they play.
They're going to play music videos. That's being overlooked by BET and MTV. There's a market for that.
They want to offer a grittier, more real representation.
So they're talking about a cross between, like, a black CNN and BET. Something akin to that?
I guess so.
Hmm.
And at 9 o'clock, they're going to have a live show called Kill Yo Ho every night, where they're actually going to do it.
They're
going to
kill a hoe?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a rapper of the week come
right.
up and rap about it?
Yep.
Grego, you think there'll be a lot
him
of
kill a hoe.
Doping and shooting going on that network?
Probably. Hey, but you know what? That's what they do. They glorify that, and they like that lifestyle, so of course they're going to do that.
Not all of them.
95%.
No, not at all.
93.
Not even close.
I'll go with 93, Kevin.
I'll go with 97 and a half.
Sold.
Just F them.
What, Norm?
Just F them.
Okay.
What else?
Some Tennessee loser thought that she would try to sue CBS and Janet Jackson over the halftime show.
I heard about this.
It's been thrown out. She sought billions in damages over the boob. Of course, it's some redneck in Tennessee.
Got to keep those stills operating. Need money.
She said she was a banker. She claimed that the nipple caused her and all
her
Americans
nipples.
Who watched the Super Bowl to suffer outrage, anger, embarrassment, and serious injury. And she wanted the $1 billion.
Serious injury?
Yeah.
To what?
I saw the boob. Didn't bother me. Didn't cause me any pain. But it would. No pain, though. You know how stiff I am?
Why are people so conservative? Just let it go, man. Just let it go.
Hey, she was just taking a shot.
She might have got that billion?
Yeah. Taking a shot.
Taking a shot. Maybe CBS would go, you know what? I'm not going to give you a billion, but would you settle for a million?
Well, on MTV.
Wish I'd have been the judge on that case. I'd have thrown her in jail.
For wasting your time.
Yeah. I put her in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch.
Michael, come on.
Just a banker.
Jeez.
Looking for a buck.
Stop it.
MTV.
What the hell's the matter with you?
MTV, in reaction to what happened at the Super Bowl, says that Britney Spears and six other edgy videos are going to be moved, one of her videos, is going to be moved to a late night rotation between 10 and 6 a.m. So the raunchiest videos that they play during the day now have their own time slot between 10 and 6.
Overreaction.
Spears' single, Toxic, is one of those. The other,
Britney, it must be difficult being diagnosed with chronic flatulence. Your thoughts?
Here's her reaction.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Weird. Hello.
Ew, strong Britney. Yeah, it was a weird. Ew, I'm in the car. Can we?
Oh, dear.
That was her single Toxic.
How is that new record? How is that CD doing? Is it selling a lot of copies?
Of course.
I don't know.
She ain't going anywhere.
A million bucks? Has it sold a million?
Going to magazines?
She ain't going anywhere. Yeah, it's sold a million. Absolutely, it's sold a million. Blink 182, Maroon 5, and Incubus. Their videos will also be played between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. I don't even watch MTV.
Why would you?
We're Jackass.
Play videos?
MTV 2.
And even that's got a lot of non-video programming
now. MTV only plays videos between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m.
They play them during the day.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, they have that, you know, TRL, and that's all a video Jackass. Countdown.
I used to love MTV when it first came out.
They started running Beavis and Butthead on MTV 2 at night. I watched like six episodes the other night.
Of Beavis and Butthead?
Yes.
God, I've got them all on DVD, every one of them.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You bought that?
Got it for Christmas gift.
From your mom?
No.
I know how you love Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, Clyde, I love Beavis and Butthead. Come
I do.
Here.
Funny.
Did you like that?
Beavis and Butthead?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
I never watched one episode.
You didn't?
Of that. No.
It's Why good. Don't you like cartoons? Is the only cartoon you've ever watched the Flintstones?
Popeye.
Pie.
Anything else?
Tom Terrific.
I mean,
Mighty
like
Manfred the Wonder Dog.
Did you ever watch? Cargo? Did you ever watch any of the adult cartoons?
Well, like what?
Well, the Flintstones.
This is a cartoon. No,
yes.
You watched the Flintstones
yes.
when it came on primetime.
Yeah.
How old were you then?
Steamboat Willie.
10, 11, 12, something like that.
Did you watch Steamboat Willie? With Mickey Mouse on the steamship.
Well, my suggestion
in black and white.
My suggestion is don't ever watch an episode of The Simpsons. Because if you do, you're going to love it. Because they are geared toward you.
True.
And your humor. And if you ever listen to it,
that's what everybody says.
You would love it.
But, like I said, he's backed himself into a corner. He can't watch it.
How do we know that he hasn't and doesn't like it?
Oh, he hasn't. Hey, he came around on Houston, though.
That's why if I start watching The Simpsons and I like it, I'll come on here and do a 180.
Corby, buy him the, I don't know, like season 3. Was that season 3 when it started getting really good?
Yeah, 3, 4, no. 5, 6, 7. Those were probably the best years.
You can get him season 3 on DVD. Would you watch it? Would you make an attempt and sit down and watch him?
I might.
Please?
He wouldn't.
I might.
Of course, you probably don't like South Park either, do you?
No.
Never seen it, though, have you?
Funny.
No. Funny.
Very funny.
Something else you're not interested in, Michael?
Now, I have seen a couple of episodes of King of the Hill.
Funny.
It's okay.
I kind of like that.
That's Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, same guys.
That's Mr. Anderson, right, Danny?
Pretty much.
Isn't it Matt Groening?
Yeah.
What else?
Do your Mr. Anderson.
Yeah, do your Mr. Anderson.
You put me on spot. I can't do it.
About the tool shed.
What happened in the tool shed?
You know what happened in the tool shed.
Star Wars is coming out on DVD, finally. The trilogy, the original trilogy. I didn't even know it wasn't out.
No.
I didn't either.
September 21st of this year, 4-disc DVD box set.
I know that I have the VHS tapes of all those.
Why have they waited so long to do this?
I don't know. The three films rank 1, 2, and 3 on Amazon.com's most requested DVD list. And top the most wanted polls at several DVD websites.
How rich is George Lucas?
Beyond. By the way, they started to shoot the Indiana Jones, the latest one. And the guy who wrote Shawshank Redemption wrote it. And Lucas said, script sucks. Gave it back to the guy and says, do it again. So they're not starting shooting now.
Should have done that with the last two Star Wars movies.
No kidding.
True. They weren't very good.
Why have they ruined this?
You know,
and all the way to the bank. Maybe it wasn't that great to begin with.
Yeah. The first three were unbelievable. And I like the new first one. What was it?
Attack of the Clones?
Attack of the Clones?
No, Phantom Menace.
Phantom Menace, yeah. I didn't mind it. I didn't mind it when I saw it in the theater, but I've seen it since. It's terrible. It's awful. You know why it's awful?
Because it looks like a video game, man.
Because Lord of the Rings came out, and when it comes to fantasy, Lord of the Rings makes Star Wars look like...
all those movies look like video games. I'm with Danny on that. They just look like... They don't look like movies.
Well, I don't mind the video game aspect, but put it on top of a good plot.
Yeah.
And some decent acting. God, the acting's so stilted in those. It's awful.
It's terrible, America.
It is terrible.
America.
It's terrible.
Gotta go, America. Oh. Take care, Snake.
All right, very good. Entertainment news there. It is 4:30, and coming up next, a couple of NBA items here. A very, very poor performance by the Little Mavericks against a very, very poor team last night. Then after the game, that very, very poor team, which beat the Little Mavericks, blows itself up. We'll get to all that next here on The Ticket.